From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders score wins in primary action in Nebraska, Kansas, and Maine. In Kansas, with 40 delegates at stake, Cruz took 51% of the vote, while Donald Trump won 24% in the caucus. In the Maine caucus, Cruz took 46% of the vote to Trump's 32.5%. Maine Republican Party leader Richard Bennett had the results.
Coming in first in the Maine caucuses is Senator Ted Cruz with 45.84% of the vote. Second is Donald Trump with 32.55% of the vote.
Campaigning in the western state of Idaho after the Kansas results were announced, Cruz said he is seeing conservatives coming together to unite behind his campaign.
Well, listen, Donald has a delegate lead right now, although it is fewer than 100 delegates. We are within 100 delegates of Donald. We'll see what happens after today. We'll see the rest of the results, where the delegate count is. But we continue to rack up delegates.
Two other states, Kentucky and Louisiana, and one territory, Puerto Rico, are holding Republican primaries and caucuses on the weekend. CNN has projected that Donald Trump won the Louisiana primary. On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won caucuses in Kansas and Nebraska. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is leading the vote total in the southern state of Louisiana. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Exit polls in Slovakia are giving Prime Minister Robert Fico's Smer party a win in Saturday's parliamentary election, with a large number of other parties, both on the left and the right, winning seats. The conservative anti-immigration Fico may have to turn to leftists, as well as other conservatives, to try to form a new government that will get enough support in parliament. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of Mosul, Iraq, is underway. Speaking in Baghdad Saturday, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive ISIL from the Iraqi city. McGurk did caution that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well-planned. It's well-planned from a military perspective, it's well-planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well-planned from a political perspective.
The Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. Leaders from Iran and Turkey called for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference in Tehran Saturday, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country and Iran can collaborate to end conflicts and what he called bloody fratricides. Iran's Vice President Esaj Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling crisis in the past, but both sides are determined to move towards stability. Turkey is a main backer of rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. President Barack Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other technological hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he goes to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for veterans to get their benefits, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for students to apply for financial aid. The president did say how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good.
But our founders trusted us with the keys to this system of self-government because it's the best tool we've got to settle our differences and solve our collective challenges.
South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. And thousands of mourners turned out Saturday for the funeral of murdered Honduran indigenous leader Berta Cáceres, who fought to stop a destructive dam. She was murdered in her home Thursday. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.